Well, we certainly hope you're having a great start to your Thanksgiving holiday. Hope you get a chance to spend it with family and friends today. We know you're going to spend it with a lot of good food. Well, on a Thanksgiving day, it was interesting. A lot of the things that we seem to think we know about Thanksgiving, about the holiday, might not necessarily be the case. On a website called todayifoundout.com, they list 10 Thanksgiving myths that are out there. I want to talk a little bit about some of those this morning. The first myth about Thanksgiving is that the Pilgrims invited the Indians to the Harvest Festival. Well, in fact, they say from Edward Winslow's letter in December of 1621 and William Bradford's passage in Of Plymouth Plantation, which are the only two first-hand passages that directly describe the Thanksgiving event, the wording seems to imply that the Indians simply stopped by at random times throughout the event. Nowhere does it actually say that they were invited. It's likely that the noise from the various shooting games and the festivities is what brought them over to investigate what was going on. And at that point, they were allowed to participate in the festivities, and at one point, contributed 5 deer to the meal as well. The second myth about Thanksgiving: the Pilgrims celebrated the first Thanksgiving in America. Well, the Pilgrims apparently did not celebrate the first Thanksgiving in America. In fact, the particular Pilgrim event that is often cited as the first Thanksgiving wasn't even a Thanksgiving festival. It was a harvest festival. This is made clear by the fact that the Indians were allowed to participate, and there were games and dancing throughout the event. None of this would have been allowed in a holiday set aside to give thanks to God. However, the Pilgrims had actual Thanksgiving holidays before this harvest festival. These days of giving thanks to God were very common, and they were celebrated throughout the year in England and many parts of Europe whenever there was something significant for a group to be thankful for. So with that said, who actually celebrated the first Thanksgiving in America? Well, nobody knows for sure, owing how to common these types of days of thanks were, particularly in the New World. Three popular examples that are often referenced as the actual first and that predate the Pilgrims' Harvest Festival include September 8th of 1565. This day of Thanksgiving was celebrated by a group of Spaniards led by the Spanish explorer Pedro Menendez de Avil in St. Augustine, Florida. Now, interestingly, Menendez de Avil was even invited the local tribe to dine with them on that Thanksgiving. In 1598, in San Elizario, Texas, Spanish explorer Juan de Onat, on the banks of the Rio Grande, along with those with him, held a Thanksgiving festival after they successfully crossed over 350 miles of the Mexican desert. And also on December 4th of 1619, 38 settlers landed on James River on a ship called the Margaret, about 20 miles from Jamestown. Their charter required that the day of landing be set aside as a day of Thanksgiving, both on the first date and then every year after. Well, that tradition died out due to the Indian Massacre of 1622, where many of the settlers were killed and most of the rest of them fled to Jamestown. Now, the third myth is that the Pilgrims celebrated Thanksgiving at the end of November. Well, the actual Harvest Festival is thought to have taken place sometime between mid-September to late October. The specific harvest festival was based on traditional English harvest festival that typically occurred on September 29th, and it's thought that the Pilgrims' Harvest Festival was around that same time. The fourth myth about Thanksgiving is that the Pilgrims and the Indians sat down to a Thanksgiving dinner. Well, in fact, given that many Pilgrims lacked utensils and dishes at this point, and that around 90 Native Americans participated along with the 52 Pilgrims, they're thought to have simply set food on available flat surfaces, and then people would just eat with their hands whenever they were hungry during the 3-day festival. The Indians came and went as they pleased over the course of those 3 days. The fifth myth about Thanksgiving is that the Indians were dressed in loincloths for this event. We often have this image of how those were dressed. Well, anyone who's ever been in New England in late September or in October should probably have a pretty good idea that this isn't true. The Indians would have been far too cold dressed in loincloths. By this time, they would have already donned more suitable garb for the chilly winter weather that was coming. The sixth myth about Thanksgiving is that the Pilgrims wore all black and white clothing and buckled top hats. Well, again, we all have this image of Pilgrims that we've seen throughout the years. Well, the myth that they dressed like this stems from the popular clothing style of the day in England in the late 17th century, which carried over to 18th and 19th century depictions. artist depictions at that time then simply depicted the pilgrims having worn the same style clothing that had become the fashion in England. These depictions of the pilgrims' clothing endure to this day. Historical records of pilgrims' clothing, such as the passenger list of the Mayflower, wills, which included descriptions of clothing and other such records, paint a very different picture than the late 17th century artists. For starters, the pilgrims didn't wear buckled hats. They also didn't wear buckles on their shoes or their waists. Buckles were expensive, and they weren't in fashion at the time. They simply wore the much cheaper leather laces to tie up their shoes and hold up their pants. And they also didn't only wear black and white. Their common garb was actually very colorful, as was the fashion at the time. They only wore predominantly black and gray clothing on Sundays. The rest of the time, they wore heavily dyed clothing in many different colors, basically all the colors that could be achieved with natural dyes. In one example, a pilgrim by the name of Brewster left his clothing in his will to someone. This clothing was described as such. It said, one blue cloth suit, green drawers, a violet cloth coat, black silk stockings, sky blue garters, red grogain suit, red waistcoat, tawny colored suit with silver buttons. Lots of colors in that. Myth number 7 that we often hear about Thanksgiving is that the pilgrims ate popcorn on Thanksgiving. And that's another myth surrounding the pilgrims and Thanksgiving, is that they were taught by the Indians to make popcorn and served it at the first Thanksgiving. Well, in fact, while there's little evidence of what they actually ate at their first Thanksgiving, they certainly wouldn't have eaten popcorn. This is because all they had available at the time was flint corn. This type of corn doesn't pop when it's heated, rather it just expands slightly. So it wasn't very palatable in that form, so they tended to boil it, preparing it as hominy. The pilgrims also didn't eat pumpkin pie, cranberry sauce, sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes, or many other such Thanksgiving staples. Most of these traditional Thanksgiving foods came to us thanks to Sarah Josepha Hale's editorials in the widely circulated ladies' book in the mid-19th century. Myth number 8 is that eating turkey makes people drowsy. We've heard that forever, right? Well, the reason turkey is often said to cause drowsiness is that it contains tryptophan. Tryptophan is used by your body to create serotonin. And serotonin, among other things, acts as a calming agent in the brain and plays a key role in sleep. So with turkey containing tryptophan, one would logically say that it would make you sleepy after you eat it, except it isn't actually the case. Why not? Well, primarily because of how the body deals with tryptophan. Tryptophan needs to not only be taken on an empty stomach to have any instant effect, but it also needs to little to no other amino acids or protein present in order to make you drowsy after you eat something that contains it. Given that there's a lot of protein and other amino acids in turkey, even if you are a bit malnourished, you're not going to get drowsy from the tryptophan after you eat it. This is because when there are a lot of amino acids around, that causes competition among the amino acids as far as crossing the blood-brain barrier. Tryptophan is a particularly bulky amino acid, so it ends up being at the back of the line, so to speak, and it will generally stay there until those other amino acids are gone, or at least until quite a lot of them are gone, so the ratio of tryptophan to those other amino acids would be drastically increased. So eating a large Thanksgiving dinner is going to guarantee that the tryptophan in the turkey isn't going to have a shot at crossing the blood-brain barrier and ultimately make you drowsy. So that brings us to the question, why do you get drowsy after you, say, eat turkey on Thanksgiving? Well, a lot of reasons, primarily, though, because with your holiday meal, you likely just crammed a couple of days' worth of food into your body in the span of an hour or so, possibly with maybe some alcohol, which is a central nervous system depressant that has a mild sedative effect. Also, with a full stomach, your body directs blood away from your central nervous system and other organ systems to help with your digestive system. So more than anything, this is probably causing most of that drowsiness after a large turkey dinner, like Thanksgiving or Christmas or what have you. Myth number 9 about Thanksgiving is turkeys get their name from settlers noticing that they sometimes make a turk, turk, turk sound. How they actually got their name was that in the 16th century, when North American turkeys were first introduced en masse in Europe, there was another bird that was popularly imported throughout Europe and England called a guinea fowl. Well, the guinea fowl was imported from Madagascar via the Ottoman Empire. The merchants who did this were known as turkey merchants. The guinea fowl themselves eventually were popularly referred to as turkey fowl, similar to how other products imported through the Ottoman Empire acquired their names, such as turkey corn, turkey wheat, etc. The North American turkey was thought by many to be a species of the type of guinea fowl that was imported via the Ottoman Empire and thus began also being called a turkey fowl in English, with that eventually being shortened to just a turkey. And the 10th and final myth about Thanksgiving. President Roosevelt set the official date of Thanksgiving as the fourth Thursday in November, instead of the last, as it had been before. While Roosevelt technically did do this in 1939, what he was actually trying to do was to set a precedent that Thanksgiving should always be the second to last Thursday in November, in order to lengthen the Christmas shopping season. November of 1939 happened to have the five Thursdays, so the following year had only four, and Roosevelt thus named the third Thursday in November as Thanksgiving. He did it again until in 1941, before Congress finally had to intervene due to the fact that only half of the states were following Roosevelt's Thanksgiving. The other half, except Texas, went with the more traditional final Thursday in November. Texas chose to celebrate both days as Thanksgiving. It was Congress who set the date as the fourth Thursday in November to go into effect in 1942. And that was actually a compromise between the two factions, as sometimes it would be the last Thursday in November, and sometimes it would be the second to last. So there you go. Some facts or myths debunked about Thanksgiving. Hey, enjoy your turkey, and you have a great day.